What about poor old small cell? What's happening in terms of translational work there? Certainly clinically, things aren't happening much.
No, well, we went down the path of CPT-11, and it's about 8 or 9 years now since the data reported out of Japan. And unfortunately, both those trials repeated in the United States did not show that platinum CPT-11 had any benefits. So that's gone away. Right now in small cell, there are a couple of interesting approaches. I think the angiogenesis inhibition is quite exciting. I can tell you from our personal work in SWOG, we're trying to develop a trial of cisplatinum etoposide with a drug AZD2171.
Cedirinib?
Yes, which is a small molecule inhibitor of VEGF receptor 1, 2, and 3. This is a trial that we're piloting now at a few sites. John Hamak is leading this just to show that you can give this drug with chemotherapy. As you know, there have been some questions whether, as this drug has been used in colon cancer and then in lung cancer with chemotherapy, there has been the need for some dose reductions, because it does appear to increase the toxicity of chemotherapy. So that needs to be piloted quite carefully.
What specific toxicities?
Well, from what I've seen, patients tend to have a bit more diarrhea, more dehydration, which perhaps creates electrolyte abnormalities, fatigue, risk of cardiac events. But at 20 milligrams now in lung cancer in combination with chemotherapy, it looks like that's going to go forward. And we're excited to then test that in the SWOG. The other thing that's very interesting in small cell is the whole idea of BCL2. And, you know, BCL2 being a factor that's an anti-apoptotic pro-survival factor. And we know that the levels of BCL2 in small cell lung cancer, sort of akin to lymphoma, are quite high. And there are a couple of compounds. There's a Abbott-Genentech compound that's being developed, which is a small molecule against BCL2. So that's being looked at as well. I haven't heard much on that trial recently, but I know that that's an interesting new target. But yes, small cell, you know, it's problematic to study small cell because those patients, when they are refractory or primary refractory, they progress so quickly it's hard to do phase one and early stage trials. But clearly that's an area that it's a bit of a smaller population. You know, certainly as smoking rates go down, small cell is going to go down a little bit. I don't think I've ever seen a patient with small cell who hasn't had a big smoking history. But still, it's one where people need to start to do a little bit more focus, not for lack of effort. There's topotecan, but some combinations with topotecan are being looked at as well, too. I guess I just sort of say that lung cancer is still the most common cause of cancer death, and we are doing a bit better. I think the word to get out is that we have some improved treatments, certainly for those patients who have EGFR mutations. I think we have a course of treatment that can be specific for them that needs to be applied. And then for the rest, we have, you know, some of the newer agents we've talked about today that are all benefiting with hazard ratios in the 0.8, 0.85, 0.87 range, which is good. But the key now is going to be to pluck off that 10% of patients with each drug who are really benefiting. And that's happening. That's the way drug development usually progresses. We have to show we have a safe and at least minimally effective regimen. And now the focus has to be on developing better mechanisms for obtaining tissue, for paying for those tests, and for doing them in a reproducible way. You know, the first responder is not always an MD Anderson or a Sloan Kettering or a Dana-Farber. It's going to be the local physician or clinic. So we're going to have to sort of develop guidelines for how this tissue is going to be obtained. And that's going to have to happen on a governmental level and with the societies making recommendations. But we're moving in that direction. And clearly the biology of lung cancer has progressed to the point where at least we can start to ask some of these questions. And then, of course, the key will be to move all these regimens earlier into the course of the disease.
So maybe next time you give this type of talk, what do you think about the title of Is Lung Cancer the New Breast Cancer?
I like that. Also, you know, we just wrote a paper in the New England Journal on molecular origins of lung cancer.
Right.
And that's a whole series on molecular origins of cancer, and there'll be articles on some of the other tumor types as well. Initially, we were going to make that article cover 3 or 4 different tumor types, but then it was enough just to do lung cancer, which wouldn't have been the case 3 or 4 years ago, which I think is a very positive thing.